is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
I've been a grandmother GG for the last 2 weeks, and I'm so excited to be back on the air. Took a little break, and I want to play two commercials. One is with a record label I'm working with, if you're a singer, and the other one is my special VIP guest on the air in just a few minutes, so we'll be right back. Enjoy.
Hey, everyone. This is Joe Gallagher, Jr., CEO of Atlas Star Records, where we make dreams come true. Give us a call, 843-471-7025. If you've got talent that the world needs to hear and you need to step up your game with your music career, then give us a call or go to atlasstarrecords.com or atlasstarshopping.com, where we have an online mall for all of our services. Thank you again to Sunkist Charters and Dawn Reiss. God bless everyone.
Hi, I'm Kelly Turner.
I'm Erica Turner. And together we created Turner Talent to help others safely navigate the exciting world of modeling and acting.
After years of experience, we've been able to create our casting, coaching, and connections program to help you achieve your goals.
You can do this. There's a market for everyone now. From babies to 80s and all levels of experience, we've helped so many people.
This is the Burton family.
They wanted to get into the industry together but had no idea where to start and were scared of all the scams. Our Casting Coaching Connections program helped get them started successfully and safely, and they've been booking paid gigs ever since.
This is Sabrina.
She is an experienced model but wasn't getting enough opportunities. Just 1 week after getting involved with Turner Talent, she was on set for a car commercial, and after that, booked another gig that landed her on a major billboard.
This is Dawn and Joanne.
They didn't think at their age that opportunities to model and act were an option. Signing up with Turner Talent allowed that door to open for them and create a fun side hustle.
Whether you're pursuing modeling or acting professionally or as a fun part-time gig, we've designed a step-by-step program proven to save you time, money, and allow for a successful journey in the talent industry.
Better yet, we're here with you every step of the way.
And I have, this is Hollywood Connections special, I have the amazing Ms. Turner on the phone. Kelly, are you there?
I sure am, and you are with Connections with Dawn Reese.
Yes, yes. So we were just discussing today a little bit about, you know, what you're doing for talent. And I love the babies to 80s. I think that's amazing because people, you know, want to do some extras and some fun stuff. And you're making that happen. And we were also talking about maybe doing a casting here in the next upcoming weeks and then have people read for you.
Yes, yes. That'd be fantastic. We are all across Florida, but we definitely have a lot of need for people in the Bay Area and the west coast of Florida. We've expanded nationwide, though, to keep people safe, which that's super exciting. But my Florida folks are the ones that benefit the most from the actual paid castings and getting out there. And our biggest thing is the safety issues, to make sure that people can get the facts first, figure out if they even want to get involved. But it truly is babies to 80s. In fact, some of our busiest people are over 60.
Wow, that is so refreshing. It really is. Yeah. So how does somebody, you know, when they're driving, they're like, oh my gosh, my kids are out of school. I'd love to get them into acting. How would that work for them? What do they need to do?
Well, I've broken it down into easy steps so you can take one step at a time, because really in the business there is no other way to go about it except one step at a time. And the best way is to go online to the Turner Talent website and watch those videos. We do a great video that explains further detail what services we offer, but we're always available at info@turnertalent.com to answer specific questions. Because we do have something for brand new people. That's our main focus, is helping brand new folks that just might be interested. They might think their kids got a little something. They might be retired and want to make a little extra money, but they just don't know where to start. That's who we primarily have a great program for. But if you're a seasoned actor or a model or anybody in the talent industry that wants some more opportunities, then we have that aspect with our casting membership, which is super low cost. It's a whopping $17 a month, so it doesn't break the bank on anybody. And then for production people, ad agencies, filmmakers, we're a great source of no-cost casting because we have a great database of folks that we make sure are top-notch. They know how to come to set, because I'm kind of hovering over them like mama, you know, to make sure they're making our name look good.
Right, right. You know, and that's, you know, I came up with Hollywood Connections back in Los Angeles. I kind of started the same kind of process, but that's what I brought it to radio, to help people get connected to people like yourself and producers, agents, and casting directors. And I mean, I've seen so many things in LA that I used to go in and walk out and my partner would go, "Dawn, just settle down." You know, we were doing like undercover stuff, you know, at the time. And just to hear the horror stories. And it happened to me, too, when I was, you know, a young person. And if I know what I know now, of course, it's a blessing to have people like you to guide them to get an agent. And you've been doing a tremendous amount of work with a lot of the clients and the talent that you have.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that because I'm not an agent, we can help people and train them, but we can get them connected with reputable agents and figure out the industry. So whether they, you know, if somebody's already got an agent but they're just not getting enough work, we're not a conflict to their agent, we're a bonus. And the agents love what we do because we are presenting people that ask us the questions and don't ask them the questions. You know, and then for production people, ad agencies, filmmakers, directors, they can reach out to us and source for talent, and we're not trying to, we don't have a fee involved with that because it helps our VIP members, as we call them.
Wonderful.
What about
singers?
Um, I can help singers. I don't have like a pathway of immediate, like, you know, so I guess the best way to answer with that would be, is if it's a singer that is interested in other parts of the industry, like acting, modeling, getting kind of just getting their feet wet with entertainment and talent, then I can help them pave that path. So it's called a talent development plan. And if I can help them get a certain distance in it, connect them with the right people, then that's probably worth its weight right there. But I'm not necessarily like signing singers left and right, because it takes so much to be safe in that arena that we have to go through a lot of vetting.
Right.
You know, just because someone says they're a manager for singers, I'm not going to, you know, tell them, oh, here you go.
Right.
So we take, you know, yeah. So, yeah, I work with voiceover, stunt people, singers, dancers, and people might be surprised, but a lot of the acting and modeling work comes up that asks for specific skills like singing and dancing or sports or musical, you know, playing a musical instrument and things like that. So it is kind of all intertwined at some point.
Right. What about now, what's happening with headshots this year, you know, from the past? What are they looking for now?
Well, because one of the biggest things that happened due to COVID is that instead of people running around with their headshots and comp cards running to Orlando, Tampa, Miami, LA, Atlanta with their pictures in hand, almost everything is booking off of photos and videos. So it's a huge game changer for talent. It puts the talent in the driver's seat. So pre-COVID, I was doing Zooms for my consultations because I was trying to reach people all over.
Mm-hmm.
And then when COVID hit, it just became a sign of the times that we jump on a Zoom call. So that's how, you know, when people are submitting now. So yes, the answer is yes, you do need a decent headshot. You need a good full-length photo. But when I start working with people, I kind of give a lot of guidance on the front end of that, like some examples and about how much did I pay for pictures and do I need a makeup artist? We go through all that kind of guiding, and then I help them pick which pictures to use. And, you know, it doesn't have to cost a lot to get started in the industry. Photos shouldn't cost a lot, but you do want to, you know, just like any other business, if you're going to set it up, you want to set it up right.
Right. Is it more smiley headshots or more, you know, more stern?
Well, in our market for Central Florida is very commercial and lifestyle, which is going to be a nice smiling, I always say show your teeth headshot, because otherwise we're going to get a call back from them or an email back saying, okay, do they have braces, missing teeth, gold caps? We have to see the teeth. However, for actors, a lot of times they will do a closed mouth smile for a more what we call theatrical headshot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're shooting one, you can shoot both, and that way you have, you know, one that's more stern, as you said, maybe more sexy, and then the fun commercial, you know, show us your teeth, smile.
Gotcha. Well, that's great information, too. You know, I was one of those moms back in the days in L.A. where I took my son to acting classes when he was, I think, 5 to 7. He became the Burger King kid on all the Burger King meals. And, you know, so I would run them around till one day they said, stop, Mom, I want to surf. And then I was done. And they became a pro surfer, you know. So it is a lot of driving. It is a lot of time and effort and classes and, you know, getting them out there. But, you know, it is worth it if they really enjoy it, you know, on that end. And
that's key. Yeah. And the whole thing now with things booking, you're not having to drive somewhere unless you're actually on a paid gig. So it's just a huge game changer. Folks that were in the business get it. People coming into it, that's the new world of casting, is that most, I would say 2% are maybe in person, and the rest, I had a kid fly in from Pittsburgh. One of my clients is in Pittsburgh. He flew in to do a kids' music club video because he booked it from their computer at home.
Wow.
So they were, yeah. And then I had another young man that did a Champs Sporting Goods print ad for an agent down here, and it was well worth, you know, the payout of $2,000 was well worth his plane ticket at the time, which it wasn't as expensive as they are now. And now he has since created a career with us and moved to the Tampa area to work as full-time actor model. So, you know, the you know, it's a huge benefit to be able to work from home, so busy parents can submit their kids, or you're not driving all over heck on a whim of a possible job.
Right.
Speaking of headshots, just to let you know, when I do come over there, I am going to be working with a local photographer and doing kind of a little mini workshop, and they're going to throw in the headshots. And I think we're just going to have maybe the cost of the makeup artist to make it just stellar. And we're going to throw that in, and I'm going to do a little meet and greet. Probably after I see you.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. You know, a lot of people don't understand getting the right agent. There's always one for you. I remember back in Milwaukee when I was a young teenager and I went and I had my portfolio. It was full of work. Kohl's department store, but I was a petite model at the time, 5'4". And I remember this scout looked at me and he goes, thank you. And if I would have been devastated, I would not be where I am today. And I remember looking at him saying, what do you mean? Look at all the work. And he was looking for the tall Milan, Japan type of model. And I found the right commercial agent, and I also took so many classes from here to LA. It does help a lot. And it's been a lot of fun. And just to let people know that if they have some time to do that, parents are like, what happens? I'm a working parent. How do I do this? Well, if you have a relative that's not working, they're perfect to run them to auditions.
Right. Well, and then again, if they're going somewhere, it's for a job because they booked the job through their computer. So that's the game changer for busy parents. And the other thing is that, especially in Florida, if you get set up and you're looking at what the jobs and the castings are, or we help you get an agent and they're contacting you for jobs, it's going to be part-time. It's very rare that somebody lands it and they're just busy every week. And the other thing is you look at what's out there that's presented to you, and you can say yes or no. It's not like there's some big, mean agent behind the desk going, you have to go on this or you have to do this job. It's really a great little part-time thing and what we call side hustle. Unless I do have some very serious talent that they keep asking me, what's next? What do I do next? What should I do with this? And that's part of the coaching side of what we do is if I have somebody that wants to take it as far as they can, we can help with that. And then for the majority, it's just, hey, I'd like to be an extra, or it'd be cool if I could see my kid model or be on a Ron Jones billboard or, that type of stuff. And like I said, there's something for everybody out there, and gone are the days when you have to worry about what height you are and, how tall you are, how old you are. If you look at advertising these days, you certainly see there are sizes and all kinds of folks out there doing it.
Right. What about like CastNet and things like that? Are you working with the talent with that? That's kind of changed as well. People want their agents up there.
Yeah, there's very few. You have to really watch out when you go online and look for castings because there's very few legit entities that are actually booking people on castings like other than what your agent can get you. There's some reputable Actors Access, there's some reputable ones, but it's almost better to be connected with an agent first.
Correct.
Because then you're perceived as more professional. But you have to watch out for all those things that have the word audition or casting in them, .com.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be super careful. My thing is if you're going to spend any money to set up a little business in this industry, you should really have it mapped out. What am I getting for what I'm paying? If I'm paying this amount for a headshot, that's a fair price and that's what I need? Or if I'm doing some training, what am I paying for it and is that a fair price? But these things that come through town and tell you you've got the next cutest Nickelodeon.
Oh, been there, done that with, yep.
Yep, and they pepper rally you up to the point that it's so easy and overnight success, and then they get your credit card number for $3,000, $5,000. And I did go undercover with one of those big showcases that came through town.
Right.
And I wanted to watch what happened. So I kind of, my agent got me booked as a model boot camp coach. And I was in there for 2 or 3 days watching the facade of all these kids' dreams. And all they did was take thousands for some acting classes and maybe a a few pictures or something, and it was thousands of dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
That's,
you know,
that's just not the real world of it.
Exactly. I used to work for Boca Talent as a theatrical agent assistant as well. And, you know, I remember people around Christmas would give me coffee cups with their photos on it or snow globe with their picture in it. And it was always on my desk. So, you know, I'll tell you, I'm not bribing my agent, you know, but it was kind of nice. People would send pictures with their, you know, pens with their pictures on it. It was something that triggered when we were casting for something at that time that we needed that particular look. And I'm like, oh, well, look at this one. The snow globe's working, you know. And so you never know. And I always say that's a little appreciation for them as well. But it also kind of is a reminder, you know, if something does come up, you're thinking, because they have thousands in their, you know, in their rosters, you know. And we used to pull them, like, by, well, we didn't really have the computers at that time. That tells you how many years ago it was. So, but Kelly, it's been a pleasure. We have like three more minutes. And I just would like to let everyone know, this is all around Florida. So if you have a chance that you would like to get in touch with Kelly, Kelly, give your website and your phone number again.
Yeah, it's turnertalent.com. And there you can find, it's easiest to email at info@turnertalent.com. That's the easiest place to find us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, all of that. So turnertalent.com. We have the videos there that really give a good explanation. I'm always happy to answer questions if somebody's not sure. I do consultations. I do group and individual, so you don't have to go all in. You can have a one-on-one with me and talk about how it would apply to you and your life. But I just always encourage people to, if you're going to get involved, do it safely with us. And, you know, the whole casting, coaching, connections things is what we're all about. It's a unique part of a little unique niche we've created, and it works really, really well. We become family with all of our clients, our VIPs, as we call them.
Oh, it's been a pleasure to have you on the air with me, and I look forward to meeting you in person. This is Kelly Turner Talent, and we will be posting all that information up on our social media as well. I'm Dawn Reese. I want to thank everyone for listening. Kelly, thank you. Have a beautiful day. Look forward to seeing you very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that's what this show is about. It's getting you connected without being taken, the right people that can help your career. You know, like today, I know the Tampa Bay Film Society, if you go to Facebook, Tampa Bay Film Society, and they have a monthly meeting that's amazing. Producers, agents, casting directors, all in one little knit. They have movie night, and I've been a part of that. I've got to get back to be a part of that again, I know, on that as well. And, you know, for those of you that love soap operas, well, I think Bobby will find that commercial as well.
Yes.
Yep. Soap This on Facebook is coming up in October with some amazing soap opera stars you don't want to miss. I'm always there reporting and getting shout outs from the celebrities. And if you'd like to go, we'll play that commercial, Soap This on Facebook. Also, if you'd like to be one of my reporters, I'm looking for kids to be reporters and have a show with me. And we'll have those tryouts very soon at the station. Well, I'm Dawn Reese. Next is Stand Up for News. And then we've got Living a Healthy Lifestyle with another beauty queen, Carrie Kay, and she's now married. And I was a bridesmaid for the first time at her wedding. It was so enjoyable. I'm Dawn Reese. God bless. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. And remember, bent knees break chains if you're trying to get through to somebody in your life or pray for somebody. And God bless you. We'll see you next week with some amazing singers and record labels. I'm glad to be back. Bye, everybody. God bless.